our weekly chat with the National Weather Service here in North Platte, and we've got Chris with us today. And Chris, we're a little on the wet side and going to be cool for most of this week too. And I guess we're a lot of amens going up over the rain. And even though it wasn't a huge amount in the direct North Platte area, some areas received pretty good soaking.
Yeah, you know, if you head south of North Platte, they fared a little bit better than we did here in North Platte proper. We had some 1-inch amounts down in Chase Hayes and Frontier County. The further north you went, the lighter the amounts, mainly on Saturday. I know North Platte, here at the airport, we only managed about 1,600s for Saturday and Sunday, but I know some places out in the west side of North Platte, we did better, around 0.5 inch on the west side of town, and then kind of in the center part of town, it was about 30 hundredths. So Ogallala had about 0.5 inch, and then you got up to Broken Bow, they had around 1/4 inch, and then some heavier amounts kind of up over the South Dakota-Nebraska border, and a lot of that fell yesterday. We did have some strong to severe thunderstorms that kind of tracked from, you know, north of Ainsworth over to north of O'Neill and Spencer, Lynch, Boyd County area. They had some wind damage to a convenience store up there around Spencer. But we kind of lucked out. All the real nasty, severe weather ended up east of North Platte, mm-hmm, into central and eastern Nebraska. And they're going to be under the gun again today. I mean, if you draw a line from, you know, kind of linking up to Omaha and southeast that line, they could be looking at a pretty substantial severe weather outbreak later this afternoon and evening. And, there's all modes of severe weather, and it wouldn't surprise me if we had some, you know, pretty strong tornadoes again, you know, from northeastern Kansas into northwest Missouri, you know, southwest Iowa and far southeast Nebraska. So, for the week going ahead, we're going to be cooler than normal for most of the week. Today we're going to probably not even get out of the 40s all day today. And then, you know, we get some 50s and 60s on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, we kind of rebound to the 60s, and then 70s Friday and Saturday, and then 80s on Sunday and Monday. Memorial Day weekend actually looks pretty nice across the area. I think it'll be relatively dry, and quite a bit of sun and pretty decent temperatures. I think our best chance for rain this week will be Thursday night into Friday. And then I think we're dry beyond that. And we're fairly dry up to that point, too. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be kind of cloudy and cool. I want to emphasize tonight, we're probably looking at lows here in North Platte around the freezing mark.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, probably widespread freeze and frost, you know, like maybe a freeze warning and frost advisories.
So people that have planted should get out the tarps and blankets and get them covered, right?
Yeah, I would cover stuff up tonight, just to be on the safe side. And then, you know, even tomorrow night, into Wednesday morning, you know, we've got quite a few 30s around the area again, albeit it's going to be more middle 30s, so it would be maybe more of a frost threat for Wednesday morning versus a freeze threat tonight. So, mm-hmm, but just keep that in mind. I mean, I know a lot of people have bought plants and a lot of people have planted flowers already, so, you know, it might be a good idea to cover that stuff tonight for sure and possibly tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, although unusual to get down around freezing after the middle of May, it's not unprecedented by any means, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, I know our record lows right now are in the high 20s, mid to high 20s.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not forecasting record lows for tonight, but it's we're getting close. So,
mm-hmm, a lot of that just depends on cloud cover a little bit, and it says mostly cloudy, but that could be, if you get less clouds than expected, that could drop the temperature a few more degrees, right?
Yeah, if we get any period of clearing, this dry air in place, the temperatures could fall pretty quick, mm-hmm, you know, and it wouldn't take much. I mean, I know just off to the west of us right now into Wyoming, I mean, it's snowing in Cheyenne right now.
Oh, really?
They've got snow in eastern Wyoming, yeah, and they've actually got some winter storm warnings off to the west of Cheyenne, you know, up in the mountains. So they're expecting some decent accumulations of snow out that way. Fortunately for us, we're done with that nonsense. So, you know, it's just kind of a minor chance for some cold rain today, but I think we're going to be mainly dry and just chilly. So
not much out. Then, if it does rain today or tonight, it's not going to amount to a whole lot. A few hundreds.
No, it isn't. It isn't. A few hundreds at best. So, again, I think our better chances are going to be, you know, as we get into Thursday night and into Friday. So, and then, you know, kind of looking ahead that last week of May, you know, the outlooks for the end of the month are above normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. So I think we're going to get into maybe a warmer pattern again, and hopefully we get some more Gulf moisture up here and get some more showers and storms and precipitation, which we desperately need. I know last week they basically expanded exceptional drought conditions across parts of southwest Nebraska and even in the eastern panhandle. They moved that into the western sandhills now. So the drought's really concerning right now, and we need rain desperately. And I'm kind of hopefully optimistic that, you know, we can get something here in the next week or two, you know, if we get some Gulf moisture return. So
yeah, well, getting even a little bit of precipitation and a few cool days here for most of this week below average helps, although it's certainly not enough to recharge the soil moisture. It just it helps a little, and then you would expect with warmer temperatures next week that the thunderstorm chances naturally are greater the warmer it gets during the day. So hopefully we'll fire up some storms without the hail and high winds, huh?
Yeah, that's the caveat this time of year. If you're getting precipitation, it's usually in the form of thunderstorms, and somebody could be getting something nasty with them, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Just the way it goes out here on the plains. So
the summer outlook at this point, still we're still calling for above normal temps and below normal precip, is that right?
Yep, that is correct. So, you know, even looking beyond that, you know, I don't know if you've heard some rumors or, you know, forecasts about El Nino next winter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things are looking pretty good for, you know, at least a moderate strength El Nino this winter. And you know, some of our long-range forecasts are indicating a strong to very strong El Nino for the winter, and usually that leads to wetter than normal conditions out here, you know, for western Nebraska. I mean, maybe not so much more snow, but, you know, more precipitation. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, something looking ahead. I know, you know, some of the more recent, I mean, I can remember a real strong El Nino we had in Nebraska back in the early 90s. It had been 91, 92, and I was a college student at UNL in Lincoln, and we had our coldest temperatures were in November, and mm-hmm. they canceled Halloween. Mike Johans was the mayor in Lincoln at the time, and they canceled Halloween, and then we had our heaviest snow about the fourth week of April, and they called classes off there at UNL, which was pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
And in the winter was just really mild. We had a lot of drizzle, we had rain, and it was just kind of a mild and wet winter. So you know, that could be on the horizon, you know, as we get into fall and winter. So but that's kind of the way things are trending for the winter.
I don't think most people would complain about that if the temperatures are above normal and we get more precip in the winter months. So,
yeah, definitely.
Need the precip, for sure. We're still quite a bit below average, right, on our precip year to date.
Yes, we are. You know, just for North Platte, we've had about 2 inches and 18 hundredths for the year. Our normal is about 5.9 inches, so we're 3.7 inches below normal so far this year. Which, if you look at last year at this time, we had about 278. So, and I don't know if you remember last year, we had a real dry spring.
Yep.
You know, first half of May was pretty dry, and then things just turned around real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen. So, you know, we just got to keep plugging ahead here. It could get wet. So all it takes is a couple of good thunderstorms this time of year, and you can pick up a couple inches of rain real quick. So.
Well, at least, I guess, if you're not going to have a ton of precip, at least cooler temperatures are welcome. And today, a little on the chilly side for middle of May, but I think 60s and low 70s the rest of the work week, not bad. And as you said, pretty good chance of a little bit of rain Thursday night into Friday. So if we can get that, that would be good before a warm-up over the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one thing we're not going to deal with much this week are fire, critical fire weather conditions. You're not going to hear much about that this week, so that's a good thing.
You guys are all down for that, too. I'm sure you get tired of having to make that weighty decision. Do we issue a red flag warning or what, you know?
Yeah, it's just it's been a very active fire season here, and I think we're ready for a break. Everybody is. So.
That we are. Chris, as always, we appreciate you calling in, appreciate your time this morning. Have a good week with less fire concerns and cooler temperatures, and hopefully some more rain as we go along, okay?
All right, we'll work on it. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.